So, you may not be aware, but right from the time of your birth, the events you have gone through, some totally unacceptable, some completely you wish they never happened. But like we watch in Moses' life, all that happened was what God used later in life to make the great leader that Moses became. I believe, like what you have discussed, his faith, when he is told how he was to die and did not die as a young boy, still in the mother's hands, but in Pharaoh's house. What do you think that did to him? To hear the testimony of his precarious birth and early life as a baby among the reeds in the Nile. To think about how the mother was pretending to be a house girl to help him. Those stories must have built in him a trust in the Jehovah, the God of Israel. Then, living in Pharaoh's place and seeing that they are worshipping idols, worshipping the river, worshipping something, and realizing how useless these gods are, creating the contrast early in life to see the real God and a different God may have been creating a tension in the young boy. But again, it creates in him a faith in his God that will make him never doubt who God is and never be tempted to worship the alternatives. What in your life have you looked at negatively and not realizing that God will use it for good? What strength do you have which you can identify as having come from the experience you came from? Please be aware God has invested in you. You need to live in a way that honors him as a leader.